This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge, and it's time to chat some running as we head back to the UK now to catch up with Tara Grosvenor. Tara, welcome back onto the podcast.
It's great to be back again.
Tara, you come into the sport of triathlon from a running background and a long running background. So, and not long as in sort of you've been running for a long time, I mean distance wise that you've got a bit of experience. And one of the things that I learned in my first Ironman is being able to run on tired and sore legs is something you have to do, and I think ultra running really teaches you that. Have you found that's been a major advantage coming into the sport?
I would say it probably is. I'll actually let you into a secret. I've never actually run a straight marathon before. I've done ultra events, but they've always been off road and they've always been over distance. So I've skipped that marathon hurdle. Running on tired legs has definitely helped me in a marathon and an Ironman, I would say.
What do you love about getting off the bike and knowing that, hey, this, I'm pretty good at this, and this is where I can make up some time?
I would say that it definitely helps the mind. If you're chasing down women and overtaking women and you're tired and you can see you're overtaking people, that's a great feeling. And that just makes you want to do a bit more of it, makes you want to keep going. I would say it's probably my favorite place to overtake people is on the run course.
What's the secret to running well off the bike?
I would say practicing and training, but without heightening an injury risk. So just doing a short hard brick off the bike has been good for me just recently, and that's helped. And I've got to the point now where, to be honest, I probably run just as, I would say, not that much differently off the bike than I would do in a straight race. And that's a really nice feeling, to be honest.
How do you get that right?
Practice, I guess. Racing a lot. Making sure that you come off the bike not too tired, so managing the bike and not over biking, making sure that you fueled on the bike right. And then I tend to run my first few kilometers fairly hard off the bike, and then I settle down into something that comparatively feels easy, and then just hold on for dear life.
Often people come into the sport favoring one of the three disciplines, and if they come from a cycling background, they tend to work a lot hard on the other two and almost neglect their strength. Have you found that, or have you worked equally hard across all three?
I've definitely worked equally hard across all three, probably a bit more on my biking in terms of that's where I've needed the most work, but I still run. I run hard, and I run because I love it. So, you know, that definitely isn't overlooked in my training program.
Do you feel there's still lots of gains to be made on the run?
I definitely feel like this year I've made gains alone. I train with a local running club, the Cheltenham Harriers, and I've been training with somebody who challenges me on every session. You know, we work together really well, and that's definitely helped. And I can still see there's more there to come in the coming years.
What are some of the things that you've done in the last while that you think has moved the needle on your run?
So I'd say a couple of things this winter has definitely been like focusing on injury. So like I mentioned in a prior podcast, I'd gone into South Africa last year having been injured, and I'd started seeing injury happening more and more. So I've been trying to like keep injury at bay by focusing on strength and conditioning work to prevent injury and build sort of strength and regularly going for massages as well. And that's all been really important for being able to consistently run and not have to take long periods of time out and then build back up again to where I was. And like I said, running with people has been really important for seeing improvements.
What sort of injuries have you been struggling with, Tara?
So I did a slightly crazy race, which involved a downhill half marathon off the bike in Israel last year. And that didn't particularly bode well for my calf. So I got a bit of a calf strain. Luckily, unfortunately, touch wood, I've had nothing major, but you know, a calf injury can still put you out for, as I found last year, 7 to 8 weeks. So not ideal.
No, absolutely. And you mentioned the strength and conditioning. What sort of stuff were you doing and how often are you doing it?
So I've been pretty religious around it, and it started, to be honest, when I was injured, focusing on doing what I could without hurting myself, obviously, in the gym. But I tend to do sort of 3 sessions a week in the gym, 30 to 40 minutes. And I tend to try and do like 5 to 6 exercises, and I focus on just making sure I do the whole of the body. So I do a bit of upper body, a bit of core and a bit of legs. So I don't overdo any one part. But a mixture of body weight exercises, some more conditioning and stretching, and then also some weighted exercises as well. But I don't push the weight too much.
And favorite workouts on the run? What do you love doing?
So I love the time when my coach puts in like go for a steady long run, if I'm honest. So because I love running and I love hitting the trails, that's the probably the only time in my plan where I can really hit the trails and just go and enjoy it. And I also then get the opportunity of putting some of the local hills in, which is great. We've got, you know, I'm so lucky, I live right on the edge of the Cotswolds, so you know, we've got endless amounts of trail to go and run. And then I also really enjoy on the other end of the spectrum to the steady long run, which is the tempo run, which is just going out and running at tempo after warm-up for the allotted period of time. And I quite like that because you can really get into a stride and just you know, work and move fast, which is what I like to do. So
you mentioned that you're lucky to live where you live, and there's some amazing trails there. Let us in on your favorite. Where's the best place to run where you are?
So we've got something called the Cotswold Way, which is a 100-odd mile trail, which runs from Chipping Campden to down to Bath. And to be honest, there's a section of that which runs along the just by my house, and that's pretty spectacular. But most of the Cotswold Way is good running, and it's well signposted as well.
Awesome. Well, Tara, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition, but we'll save that for next time out.
I'm looking forward to it. Speak to you soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.